Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum.
Being a preacher in a large church is a tremendous privilege as well as a heavy responsibility. There are many challenges in serving such a diverse congregation as we have at Calvary. We have people from all over the world. Some time ago, I counted over 40 different nationalities. In addition, we have people from all over the United States, different ethnicities, and people with all kinds of ecclesiastical backgrounds, as well as some who have none. I've deliberately not done a survey as to political allegiance, but I know there are all stripes and sizes across the political spectrum. Occasionally, there is pressure to bring partisan politics into the pulpit. It began when Obama was president. Some didn't like his policies, and a tiny minority wanted me to denounce President Obama from the pulpit. Of course, I refused to do so. And for some time, there was a flurry of emails during which I was accused of being a coward. One individual who clearly had a great love for his pastor mentioned it was time I returned to Scotland. At the time, I thought that an excellent idea and wondered if he would pay my moving expenses. This pressure was exceptional, as I am delighted to say that the vast majority of people coming to Calvary to worship our great God, exalt our Saviour, and hear God speak through his living word. Surely for an hour or two on the Lord's Day, we can shut out all of the strong voices of the world and come into the Lord's house to have our focus on the spiritual and eternal. Several years ago, a local congressman was on our pulpit for a presentation. I was told that he would not make a political speech, but the fact that he was on the pulpit during the worship service troubled me. I brought the matter to our elders, who discussed the matter. The elders unanimously supported my contention that politicians running for office should not be on the pulpit of Calvary Church. During President Trump's first term, I was asked if a senator who supported Trump could speak at Calvary. I was told he would not make a political speech, which made me wonder what he was going to say. The request was rejected. I never regretted that decision. Sometime later, President Trump and that senator who was appointed to his cabinet parted ways. At Calvary, we stand strongly on such moral issues as abortion, same-sex marriage, transgenderism, and so on. We believe the scriptures are clear on these subjects, and as we believe the Holy Scriptures are our supreme and final authority, we must stand firmly where scripture clearly speaks. Sadly, some churches do bring politicians into their worship services, and many churches refuse to speak out on moral issues. Then the church merely reflects the prevailing culture. Instead of the church being countercultural, the church caves in and merely mirrors the views and opinions of the current consensus of our unbelieving society. One of my goals at Calvary is to maintain the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace, as Paul says in Ephesians 3. Partisan politics in the pulpit would foster division and bitterness, as well as distracting from our goal of being and making authentic followers of Jesus Christ. Scripture instructs us to be subject to the governing authorities. However, we must also follow what Peter and the apostles said when they were arrested. We must obey God rather than men. So if the government asks us to do something or refrain from doing something that is clearly taught in Scripture, we will refuse and take the consequences. We're instructed to pray for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may live a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. So we respect those in authority, we pray for them, and we seek to be exemplary citizens living peaceful and quiet lives. Harsh rhetoric and inflammatory statements have no part in the life of the individual Christian, and certainly not in the house of God. In 1596 in Scotland, King James VI of Scotland, later King James I of England, was seeking to usurp the authority of God in the church. Andrew Melville made this majestic statement, "Sir, we will always humbly reverence your majesty in public, But since we have this occasion to be with your majesty in private, we must discharge our duty, or else be traitors both to Christ and to you. Therefore, sir, at divers times I have told you, so now again I must tell you, there are two kings and two kingdoms in Scotland. There is King James, the Lord of the Commonwealth, and there is Christ Jesus, the King of the Church, whose subject King James is, and of whose kingdom he is not a king, nor a lord, nor a head. We will yield to you your place and give you all due obedience. But again, I say, you are not the head of the church. You cannot give us that eternal life that we seek for even in this world, and you cannot deprive us of it. What a brilliant statement against the king. Melville was imprisoned for a few years and then exiled. But Melville had set out an important principle. Where the kingdom of the world infringes on the kingdom of God, we as Christians take our stand. But let's keep partisan politics out of the pulpit. Our passion is to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ and to declare that unless we're born again, we will not see, we will not enter the kingdom of God. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.